wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Oh, my YouTube thing of the week. It got me again. Double. I don't think any of you appreciate it, but my Puma videos that I've tried to share, my Russian, it's
like
constantly recommended to me. It's just
what is
Russian,
it?
Russian husband and wife. I am Puma.
Okay.
A Russian husband and wife with like a beautiful country house. And then also in the house with them is a full-grown, full Puma that is just their pet. So it hangs out in the sleeps with them in the bed. It opens doors and walks around. It plays. It just seems like such a bad idea.
Just this is like Roar.
Yeah, it's hard to stop watching though, because this huge cat is just hanging out all the time doing giant cat things.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So for now, it's all happy.
Until it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a TV show or is it just a YouTube TV show?
Just a YouTube TV show.
Even more chance of death then.
Mm-hmm.
Even better. Even better. This is off the script, man.
It's just life in Russia. So that's great.
Jesus.
But my new deep addiction that is Trackmania videos. Any idea what
like
that is?
Video game?
Yeah.
Like Trackmania? What's that mean? Yeah. Like racing?
So it is racing. I'd say it's like mini golf, Hot Wheels and Formula One put together, like Formula One cars on a giant Hot Wheels world, where it could be like a 20-second race. Like they put out
with real people.
Well, the company
remote
puts
controlled.
Out, no, let's say the cars are like there's no one in the car. It's just a Formula One car driving around, and maybe the company puts out like 80 tracks. It's weird European stuff. But these 80 tracks, people have been playing for like it's 20 seconds, some of them, just like one turn,
okay,
two turns. But people have been playing them for 15 years. So it's like the world records are, so it's like here's 30 minutes on this world record, someone beating this world record. And they figure out how to go a hundredth of a second faster after practicing for 500 hours. It's a lot. It is not at all healthy, but it's something.
Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Carter, you're familiar?
Yeah, it's like upside down, like loop-de-loop mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
I know, the other part of it that's great is there can be people-made tracks can make their own weird stuff, and you can buy your own servers so you can have your own music playing.
Huh.
And like 50 people racing for 10 minutes on one track, with the most famous one I know is like Cher, like dubstep Cher, Life After Love playing the whole time.
Yes, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You can get really European with it.
You can get really European.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. Because it's just its own thing. And yeah, go spend 500 hours to take a hundredth of a second off this drive. The thousands of other obsessive people have been doing nothing but doing for 10 years. So that's my short new world.
It reminds me of my rolling ball marble sculptures that I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of connection there. So, I was so mad yesterday.
Oh.
Trying to get support for Rogers.
Uh-oh.
So, first thing, I'm trying to get an eSIM card to work with my phone for Eurotrip.
Oh.
Oh, that's what's going on here. Got it. Yeah.
You could just buy one in Europe for like $3.
Yeah. No, but then his car isn't... Okay, never mind. I was going to say his thing might
but
be...
But I don't know if no, I could have, because my phone is new enough, but it just never got unlocked. So I don't know if I could have, if I would have got...
Yeah,
did
I don't think...
Did you buy the unlocked one, or did you buy one on the program?
Probably on program, but...
Oh, just yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, then you're screwed. Yep. Yeah.
But now it is unlocked. But getting there was... So first, just chatted with Rogers... Just standard Rogers on phone. It's like, oh, I forget. It's like, oh, that's something you want to go to the store for. So drove to the Rogers store. And they're like, yeah, that's... No, first I went to the Rogers store, and they said, oh, it's fine. No problem. You can just do it at home.
Oh, thanks.
So I did. I bought this stuff. Bought, like, a SIM card, eSIM card. It didn't. It's like, no, this is incompatible. So talk to Rogers. Online text, they say, gotta go to the store for this. Go to the store, to *611, which is calling Rogers. I'm like, yeah, this it doesn't take long, though. So I wait at the store for 30 minutes on hold, because, like, yeah, we might need to help you. And nope, no luck. Still waiting, so it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna go home and risk it. 2.5 hours later, after being on hold... I start talking to someone. And Rogers also has to put like a warning on their customer service that the person you're speaking to is Canadian.
Oh, it does say that?
Yeah. Like, no matter how they sound, they are Canadian.
Oh my.
So I got a good one the first time. Yeah, I think they might have just been screwing with me. I wasn't angry. I wasn't very nice. But their advice was, well, I was on the phone with them.
There's your first problem.
Yeah. No.
You can't be nice on phone support.
Yes, you can.
Never pays off. They always abuse you.
You tell me, is this intention? Is this like telling someone to press Ctrl-Alt-Delete on a computer? But, okay, I can help you. But to help you, I need to know your SIM card number. So while I'm on the phone with them, it's like, take out your SIM card.
But then your phone will disconnect from the network.
Yeah, so that's what happened after 2.5 hours on hold.
He played 3D chess on you. Those Canadians are probably laughing hard.
Yeah. Like, there's no way that's good advice, right? I was so fried. I was just going with it.
That's special level stupid on their part. Take out the SIM card that's connected to the network that is making this phone call right now. That's so funny.
Like, okay, I'm going to do this. It doesn't make sense, but it's like, well, maybe I'm at home and there's Wi-Fi. That was justifying it.
You could, maybe.
But no, just gone. So... Thought I'd call again, then I'd try the texting, the online chat version instead. Well, I was 80th in the queue. So 2 hours of watching the phone queue, and then I lost focus when it was at 5, and I missed my shot.
Oh, jeez.
So I just loaded it back up again and called again. Did both this and... Then after like 20 minutes, I got a normal human on the phone. And I'm like, okay, I have my SIM card number for you. And he's like, what are you talking about? Just go to settings and tell me this. Just go to settings and tell me this number in settings. No, not a SIM card number. Just a number. Just a number that's in general settings.
Nice.
He's like, there you go. It's fixed. Like just shaking. Just completely broken. So that was my customer support story. Just, yeah, good mental health stuff from Rogers again.
Hey, Bell is the one who cares about mental health.
You're right. Aren't they the same now?
Bell, let's talk. No, they're still competitors.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still 5 years fix it together.
5 years from now, they'll be the same.
So that's it. Some of it's my own stupidity, but...
Yeah, but you were in a vulnerable state.
Allison's just like, you get off customer support. Nobody can help you anymore. That's the world.
No. Get a new phone.
That's the world. This is how it works now.
Well,
that's you're on your own.
You just got to go on Reddit. That's what you do. Like Janelle bought Link this Fitbit Ace 3. It's this children's Fitbit. It worked fine years ago, I guess. But now Google bought Fitbit. And so you can't use a Fitbit account. You need a Google account, which he does. I signed him up when he was like 6 months old for a Gmail account of his name, just in case, you know, Gmail's still a thing, which it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. So it's set up for a kid's supervised account. And this watch doesn't work unless you're a kid. Perfect, right? Oh, except it's not.
So it can't. So it's a kid's watch that can't work unless
at
you
all.
Have a lot.
So the Fitbit requires a child account. New Fitbit accounts have to be Google accounts. Google requires children's under 13 to have a supervised account. Google does not allow supervised accounts to log into the Fitbit app. it just doesn't work.
So it's a brick.
It's 100% brick, and she bought it off like Fitbit's website like a month ago or like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Did this just change?
Google bought Fitbit like 2 years ago or something. So
if you lied about the name of the account, would it like if you lied about the age, would it work? Like
no, because the Fitbit only works on child's account. Believe me, I've got this figured out.
It's just a cycle. It's just a
circle. I tried that. Yeah,
it's a circle of failure.
You know how hard it was to get back
your SIM card to change your SIM card.
Yeah. You know how hard it was to get it back to a child's account? That was today's task.
Yeah, nothing works. Just
nothing works. So yeah, lovely. And Janelle's like, I'm a boomer. I'm going to call someone. I'm like, no, they can't help. Like all these like, there's so many threads on Reddit of like, I work in the tech industry. This is the worst thing I've seen. And I was like, I'm going to call. I'm like, no, you can't. Like, there's just no help on this one. You send it back and hope that they don't sell it anymore. You should see how many posts search Reddit, Fitbit, Ace 3, supervised account. And there'll be like 10 posts made on December 25th, 2023.
Oh.
My kid's Christmas present. I need to get this working.
So you buy him a lighter and spray paint.
Yeah.
What every child wants.
Here, you know, I don't know how keen he is on having it. So it's not like this big thing that us as parents have to get fixed. Like this is his big Christmas present. It's like, fine, it's going back. We got the box. She got the email or whatever and got the watch. It's going back or it's going in the garbage. I don't have time for that. Normally I will sink a lot of time into fixing something like this. Not from what I've seen online. Nope. I'm not having a moment into this.
Do they have customer service?
On the side of the box is like problems. Go to fitbit.ca.
Go to hell. Problems. Go to hell. We can't believe you bought this, sucker.
I don't believe they can sell it because it's just like impossible. You know, this thing. I get it. Google probably doesn't want to open things up by allowing that stuff to happen on their children's accounts because it's all about not tracking you and your ads and stuff is for a supervised account and clearing your history always.
It just sounds like a way for pedophiles to find kids if you're out telling.
Yeah. So Google bought Fitbit. They want it for the adults, and they're not really comfortable with the children's side of it because it just messes up their entire architecture. Well, don't sell the watch on your official website. I could see
you want to sell your data, child.
Yeah. So screw it.
That's exhausting.
Yeah, I haven't put much. I'm really proud of myself, though. I really haven't put much effort into it or anything.
You've just given up.
I said, Janelle, find the box, and this is going away. Link, you're not getting a watch.
In the trash too. There's so many things. I just went through a great, great purge this last week because I wasn't busy enough. But I have a giant dresser in my room or like a cabinet. I cleaned that out, cleaned out a closet and cleaned the garage, all my music stuff. Just purged it all. So many things. Oh, and the pantry. Just trash bags full of just things that you're like, oh, maybe I'll need this someday. It's like, nope. Don't care anymore. I'd rather buy it again than have to think about it being in my house. And then I was cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And I found under my cabinet an envelope, a big, giant envelope. Sealed.
Ooh, was it from the hurricane? Don't open this. Give this to your boss.
Totally sealed with nothing on it. And it was just on the floor. I was like, what the hell is this? Did I mean to send something and I didn't? Did somebody send, like, how did I, was this from work? What is this? And I open it up and it's a newspaper about Jesus coming back to save me. It's like a very well, poorly done reenactment of like Bible stories in a newspaper, like Noah builds ark, and it's like some dumb idiot standing pretending to be Noah or something. Like, it's just idiot like news. It's literally idiot news. Like, it's literally
give me the song to put as the outro, man.
It's literally idiot news, and it's just like just this garbage trash newspaper. I'm like, how the hell did this sealed envelope end up in my garage of this crazy religious garbage? And then there's more, but wait, there's more. So I reach inside and I pull it out, and it's a letter and a guide to Crokinole. So the guy that I bought, or that Lisa bought the Crokinole board from, with every Crokinole board, he sneaks in Jesus newspapers, and he leaves a letter about, like, I'm going to save your eternal soul or something, or like all this crap. And he sends it, and he puts it in with his Crokinole board, which I almost want to just return the Crokinole board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would 100%. I'm going to post on Reddit Crokinole when I reinstall my Reddit about this. But this guy is just sneaking. What a scumbag move.
Just, hey, man, if he just converts one, it was
worth
it.
Just imagine how self-satisfied this loser is. You already did something so cool, man. You're making crokinole boards. That is a net good for humanity. And then you do this trash, and now I hate you.
Does crokinole have a religious side, or is it...
People from the prairies are a bunch of backwards...
Just looked it up because I was telling Janelle the story, and she's like, what's crokinole? And I was like, what? I grew up with a crokinole board, but it does possibly of Canadian origin. So it is a Canadian game, it looks like.
Yeah, from around Thunder Bay and Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, they throw in. So this guy, just imagine how self-satisfied he is putting these in all the time. What a loser. Just what a garbage person. Who does that?
Is it his newspaper?
Oh, probably some way affiliated with it. I feel so dirty having this crokinole board. I left it at my friend's house. Oh, speaking of which, we played a board game where he didn't know the rules, so we just made up our own rules, and it was the best. We had to play it like 3 times, me and these other guys, and we were like, we don't know the rules. We kind of know the rules. So we just gave up, and we're like, hey, let's just use this board and these pieces and make a game out of it. And so we had to do like 3 demo games. But then by the time we got like to our 4th round of perfecting, it was like so fun. It was like, I highly recommend just getting a board and trying to figure out what the game is. It's a great experience when you finally get it to work. Mm-hmm. We took a die from like, you know, like one of those multi-sided weird die or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that too to make which way this thing would move. And like, we're like, oh, well, we'll beat this, no problem. Because we made it, instead of being competitive, we made it a team game where we had to beat a dragon or something. And we're like, oh, well, there's no way the dragon can kill us. And the first four times, the dragon just, like, murdered us instantly. And it was like we calculated the odds. It was like a 7% chance that the dragon would kill us. And he killed us three times in a row. It was like, this is amazing. And then we finally got it right, and it was glorious. Yeah, it was great. I highly recommend that. That would be a great YouTube channel. It's just people playing board games that they don't know. And you just have to make, like, Crokinole. If you didn't know what Crokinole was, you could just make up your own rules.
Oh, well, I don't know definitely. If board game people would appreciate that, though. That's no, a dangerous yeah. game.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing here.
You'd have to Crokinole? Go for non-board game people. And you'd get a lot of hate from actual board game people.
Put some
oh, but that's like playing you. That's like playing music that musicians like. Then you're a loser. If musicians like your band sucks. Golden rule.
Oh no, like Frank Zappa.
I mean, there's cool things about him, but it sure isn't his music. There's lots of cool things about Frank Zappa, and his music is very low on that list. The idea of Frank Zappa is cooler than what Frank Zappa did. Yeah, you don't want music for musicians, then you're a loser.
Cadillac!
Yeah,
Cadillac.
That's right. Now, and you know what?
You want music? Music for ladies who drive into cars.
It makes me money! My business here, yeah. My business here is turning around now, so I'm happy. Because I was in the red for the last couple of years after moving from the north, where I was making profits, and then I had this new accountant. I was like, this is my side business. He's like, so you could say that you genuinely believe you will be profitable someday off of this? I was like, I can. He's like, you didn't believe me. I was like, damn it, accountant, I'm going to prove you wrong. Okay. But this year, he's like, whoa, nice, yeah. I'm like, told you, I can make money. What were you going to say, Brent? Sorry, I cut you off.
Just sad preteen story for my kid trying to grow up.
Oh, cool. No.
So, listening to music.
To be cool. This is going to be so depressing.
Just listening to music now. So. Doing Beastie Boys, which is good.
Ooh, which one? Which album?
My Intergalactic. So that's good. But so, how can he get? But we're not. But he does not have a phone. So how does he get music?
CDs, baby.
On YouTube, so on TV.
Well, while he's doing his work around the house or packing stuff up for. This is when it got to be too much. Like trying to pack for. Hockey and baseball at the same time, so you need hands for that. But no, he's got his big earphones on, gaming ones, and carrying around my 10-year-old iPad.
Oh my god!
Music on that while doing housework.
Yeah,
like it's just a huge heavy iPad. Trying to figure out a way. Yeah, trying to maintain with that. It's the worst.
Do you want my old iPod Shuffle?
Oh,
it doesn't have anything. It just has a button for like play.
10 phones lying around their house,
not touching a phone.
Would you take my Shuffle if I didn't throw it out last week? It just has a play forward, back, up and down volume, and he could have like Beastie Boys on it and just listen.
I have like, don't you have any iPods lying around? I've got like four of them,
probably.
Yeah, but iPods have screens.
Not the mini. We got two iPod minis here.
Oh, maybe, but just anything with a screen is garbage for kids. Should be illegal till you're 25.
Yeah, because every other 11-year-old in town now has Snapchat.
And they're seriously? Dumber than bricks.
So good job, parents.
I've never used Snapchat.
Honestly, don't give your kids technology, folks. It's total trash.
Don't give him a Fitbit either.
Yep, that's right. Did it have a screen on it, Carter? You're damn right it did.
I guess it does, so yeah.
Yep, and there was your problem. You would have poisoned your child with screens.
Ooh.
Right. Worst thing to happen ever. Oh, and then I was just, you know, doom scrolling or something. Mm-hmm. And a friend posted something about tech. And then some dimwit was like, no, we've got to teach responsible digital citizenship. I was like, you win the award for the stupidest person on the internet. Like, yeah, we're going to teach kids how to use. I say this every episode, I'm sure. But it's just like having crack everywhere with a bunch of crackheads, and they have crack in their pockets and they have crack in their hands. And you say, guys, we're not going to use crack. And then we're going to teach you how to responsibly use the crack. And then we all turn our back on the crackheads and they all use the crack. And then we're like, why are they all crackheads? Like, that's not how addiction works, guys. You can't just gently be addicted to this thing that you should not use. That's my new rule. Whenever I have free time, I delete all, like, whenever I have a day when I don't have stuff to do, I delete all the apps. If I wake up on a free day where I have no plans, like today, I just deleted all the apps off my phone. I just delete Reddit, I delete Facebook, I delete it, and then someday when I'm busy or stressed or need something, I just reinstall it for a couple days, and then as soon as I have free time, I because I'll wake up and I'll just be on my phone for 3 hours reading garbage. So as soon as I get a free day, I just delete it all because I want my free day to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Not garbage. I don't want to wait till it's 1:30 in the afternoon and I'm still on Reddit for 4.5 hours. I don't mind that when I'm busy because it like really does de-stress me. But when I've got a day of nothing to do, I don't need to de-stress. I need to go live life. So I probably deleted and reinstalled Reddit like 15 times in the last month. Okay, maybe 10. But it's a good strategy, though. Mm-hmm. Apps are only for when life is grim.
Real men access Reddit through Internet Explorer.
Yeah, Chrome, through Chrome. Or, but my new favorite, this is the most terrifying subreddit I've ever been on, maybe, is r/managers.
Ooh, what's that?
It's just managers.
Complaining about staff?
Any level?
Yeah, and sure. It's like...
Or middle managers, I guess.
Yeah, it's not good, man. Like, we're just meat bags. It's like these people are all psychopaths. Like all of them, there's no humans working for them. They just want to grind people into productivity. It's just a bunch of yes men, boot licking idiots trying to grind their employees to dust, and everybody like patting each other on the back. And this is like the world of middle management.
I'm going to have to check it out because I've got an April Fool's email sent. That's being planned to send to my staff.
That seems like a really bad idea.
It is a bad idea. So what I'm going to do is say that we've signed up for a trial for higher employee productivity and that we're installing cameras in the corners of the offices. And then there's a sample video of like working at a coffee shop where AI is tracking like who's going on bathroom breaks and how many cups of coffee they're able to produce per minute and things like that. And so that's what the joke is going to be. And that, you know, we're watching your web browsing history, so no more shopping online and stuff like that. So we'll see.
I say we're hiring. One of our employees will now be AI.
No, we're just going to have like AI monitoring them.
No, but that would be another good prank. Yeah. Is say we're hiring. We're just going to hire an AI guy to take some of your work, and we'll see how it goes.
No, that will not go well. But yeah, thinking about that email, April Fools. We'll see.
Carter. I'm just going to go with don't.
Don't. Okay.
But do it. But do it. But it's not going to go well, Carter. It's not going to go well. I double park now at work. It's great.
What?
Well, but there's nobody in the parking spot next to me. And it says reserved. And every time when I go out there to leave, there's somebody parked right against my car. It's not their parking spot, right? And the woman next to me doesn't know how to park. And she's a very sweet person. But she literally, she takes 10 minutes to park in Camp Park Street. And I love her, and I don't, so I just gooch over and park diagonally into two, because it's like, A, I'm just helping this lady out because she needs to get out. And B, it's nobody's parking spot, and I hate being parked in by these people all the time. So, yep, I do that. I'm that jerk. I just kind of accidentally diagonally park into the next spot.
Hey, man, no one's taking a scratch out of the Subaru.
Oh, a Subaru could be scrap. I don't care, but it's got a nice ocean view. Looks at the whales all day. Now it's at a little bit of an angle.
That's nice. All right, I'm gonna go.
Oh, you're offline. Done?
Aren't we?
It's late. No, it's late.
Oh, I got so much more we could go. Okay, we're done for today. Brett, is there any chance you're gonna be in Dauphin?
No, I'm in Europe.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Tuesday. Yeah.
Me and Trevor live Tuesday. Episode. Mm-hmm. Who can we go with, Trevor? Who's in town?
Well, you know, Levi would, obviously. He was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's see what Levi.
Well,
would.
We could just hang out, Carter. Mm-hmm. Brett Whatever. Doesn't like this.
Carter. Oh.
See, Brent's Carter's a traitor. He has to give the blessing. He doesn't give the blessing, Carter. It's not allowed.
The blessing. What's that off?
Every time that we've done it, it's like the Godfather or something. I don't know. But every time we've done it, he's been okay with it.
Yeah.
He's going on a holiday. Let the man relax.
Okay.
Don't worry about him losing his podcast.
Your spot is secure.
But we'll hang out.
Yeah. Yep. I'm under such a little blanket. Like it reaches to about top of the knees. I'm trying to stay under it is so hard. It's
such a Brent problem. I love it. Did you record that?
Yeah, it's recorded.
Oh my god. That's how it has to end. You're such a little blanket. And we've all been there where it doesn't really cover your legs, so you have to curl up and pray that you're getting under there. And it's probably really thin too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it pulls down the top if you pull. Yeah, yep. If you lift knees, the top comes down. So
right now we have to. We have a giant king size bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was good to get a rock hard mattress. It turns out it's been debilitating me for about a year and a half, and Lisa too. Oh, and then so we went to sleeping on the guest bed. Mm-hmm. This tiny little fold out amazing queen mattress, and like it's like it was within 2 days it was like I have no back pain, like none. So we've got a new one coming. We're getting it. So now we have to like sleep like on this tiny little mattress in the spare bedroom while our king size mattress is just sitting there doing nothing, hanging out in this beautiful bedroom, and we're just like schlubbing. It's like being poor and in love again. It's really rekindled the old vibes of slumming it in the queen size life.
I am really pushing my back to my body to the limit. It's had no problems yet. Allison's been waking up really early some of the time lately. So I've been on down, like, tonight I just want to sleep until time to get up. So downstairs couch, but little kid has built a fort out of some of the actual cushions. So it's some of the cushions that belong on the back of the couch.
On
the bottom. So it's, you got dips, and the only pillow there is one of the giant Costco or IKEA moose. Like the 6 foot that I lay my head on the legs of it or whatever.
Brent, you are a miracle contortionist, though.
Mm-hmm.
You could make anything comfortable.
Yeah.
Or is that going away? Are you losing that ability with age?
Not quite. I can still do a good cross-legged sit. Like, that's just...
That's just
I don't know if
do.
That's...
Do you watch TV on the floor on your stomach?
No.
Okay.
No, that would be...
Because, man, you could do that. Mm-hmm. You could be laying on the floor with a pizza, watching TV.
Don't have good carpet here, so that's... Yeah, that limits that.
Yep. Fair enough. I haven't, for the first time in a year, I stretched.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really, like Lee says, you, Trevor, you have to stretch again in your life. I'm like, I'm too scared. I'm too afraid to stretch because I'm going to die. She's like, Trevor, just don't stretch like full Trevor mode. Just stretch like a normal, just like, and it's like, and like, man, like I cannot, like, I'm so stiff. Like the where I used to be able to stretch and like, it's not even close. I'm sure it would come back in a week or two, but I stretched for the first time a couple days ago and it was like embarrassing. But just imagine not stretching for 1 year because you're afraid. And that was my life. And I was trying to stretch and it was like, anything was a stretch, like just like moving my arms a little bit backwards, like amazing chest stretch. Like, oh, that's deep. It's like, yeah, I was definitely overdoing it back in the day.
So what would happen if you went pigeon?
Oh, I couldn't do that yet. There's that's not happening.
Do it right now.
I'm sitting. I can put my ankle over my knee. That's pretty good. Leaning in. Oh, no. I can't even lean forward. I could sit upright like that. It's just like straight burning in my butt. Like just like butt of fire. Not good. Yep, not stretching for a year. Don't recommend it. But didn't have a stroke, so there's that. Don't know if I've had COVID lately. Don't care anymore.
Hey.
Friend of the show.
COVID.
Original host, Jamie.
Oh,
finally got taken out. Finally got his.
Mm-hmm. Just me.
Are you the only one?
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Make sure that your kids have their measles vaccines, Brent.
yeah, they do.
Good. It's coming hard at the kids these years.
Yeah, all kids do. I have mine now. Do you guys have yours?
Not a lot of kids do now, Carter. Guess what?
I know. Yeah.
About 25% of them don't.
Wow.
What about Iron Lung Guy finally died?
Oh, yeah.
70 years? Like, what an idiot. Just why? Why? What could you do for 70 years?
He was painting and stuff.
Could he move his arms or just his mouth?
No, just his mouth. He had the toothbrush in his mouth. That was when he was a kid, too.
It just seems like he'd be like, here's the deal. I'm going to fall asleep one day. You do what you gotta. Don't tell me when. It could be in the next 15 years. I guess then you'd never be able to go to sleep.
Good point.
But just 70 years in an iron lung seems cruel. Cruel. He could talk?
I guess so. Listen to the podcast, man.
Yeah, he was a big fan. We just membership went down.
Yeah.
And would you dream about just being in an iron lung? Like, what would you? Oh man,
Questions.
I had my first. This is really weird. I had my first dream about teaching ever. Which this week I was talking to another teacher, and I was like, I've never had a teaching dream.
What? Oh wow,
never. I've never. That's the Carter. They ain't paying me to be on the clock in my dreams. They ain't getting my time. I am out the door when the bell rings, Carter. There is no overtime, and I ain't dreaming about work, that's for sure. They ain't paying me to dream. But no, and then I had a teacher dream last night, and it was terrible. It was a nightmare. Yeah, I had and now I'm scared that I'm going to have another one. I think maybe because spring break was over, like starting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was mad, and I was so mad I had a teacher dream. Because I was like, waiter dreams was just the worst, right? But I hope I never have another one. I hope it was a one-time thing, or I'm going to have to like macrodose or something. Take a bunch of ketamine, wipe that out.
Yeah. Oh, waiter dreams sound without ever doing the job.
That's Oh, yeah. They are the worst.
Just, it's just torture. Just torture. Just you go to sleep and you torture. And like every waiter has never ending waiter dreams as long as they're serving. And for I only stopped having waiter dreams a couple of years ago.
Like you just can't keep up with things?
Yep. It just never stops. And you got to fill stuff. And it's always waters. So many waters. So many waters in my dreams. It was mostly about waters. The customers were nice in my dreams, but it was just never stopped. Relentless. Relentless. And forgetting what people ordered and stuff. Oh. Or like writing it and then you can't find where you wrote it. And oh.
All anxiety.
Oh, it's all it was just never ending anxiety dreams. Terrible. Terrible. Can I say one more thing that I'm working on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gift cards.
That's a blessing.
See, I got the blessing. No, but gift cards. As a teacher, so many gift cards, first of all, right? It's just like, I get so many gift cards. And like whenever I do sound or I do a charity thing and I give them a better rate or do something, it's gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. And so like we had a shelf of like just a stack of gift cards. So it's been my goal for like the last like 2 months to use up every gift card we have. And it's been fun. Like I've been hitting Starbucks and Tim Hortons a lot and buying a lot of like donuts for my class. Mm-hmm. Like just buying dozens of donuts and bringing them to school on gift cards. And like, I'm always like, I always go in with a marker now. I'm like, okay, what's left on it? And then I just like write it on the back of the card and cross it off. And I've gotten every gift card, except I have a whole bunch of Manitoba gift cards.
Oh, like what?
I've got Mr. Mike's, Carter.
Oh,
we're gonna hit up
to do next
we're
week.
Gonna hit up the Mr. I'm gonna wipe that gift card clean. I think it's for 50 or 100. Whole. I think when I leave, there will be not be any money on that gift card. And
Trevor's buying. Ooh,
and
yeah.
I got one at the Orange Toad in Flin Flon, the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I am hitting the Orange Toad. We are going to wipe that gift card. And then I've got a Petro-Canada gift card because there's no Petro-Canada in Powell River. So I will be, and those are my like three left. Mr. Mike's, Orange Toad, and Petro-Canada. I've got them like on my stack of things moving and like, if I come back with those gift cards, my trip has been a failure. A failure. And from now on, the only gift cards I want are Long and McQuaid.
I hear That's, you on that. Ooh.
Just don't even bother. Yeah. Just give me Long and McQuaid gift cards. Or they should have like a gift card swap. Where you put up your gift cards and you could swap them with other people's. But there'd be fraud, right? Of course. But
you can just sell them for 90%. But
yeah, or just re-gift them. I've done that a bit.
Yeah. Starbucks gift cards can't last long, but
the lady at the lady at the counter is like, nobody ever spends it all. That's what she actually said to me. She's like, nobody. She's like, good for you for doing this because nobody ever does it. Guy came in with like five with like $1.37 left on each. And I'm like, let's go. I waited till it was dead. And I joked about it. I was like, can I do it now? Like, I don't want to like waste your time, but I just want to get rid of these. She's like, good. She's like, this is people always leave money on there. It's so stupid. She's like, nobody ever spends it all. I was like, we're spending them all. And I was just throwing out gift cards that day. It was great. It was great. So Mr. Mike's, Orange Toad, Petro-Canada. I believe I can do it. That'll be my progress report if I come back. We'll see. But that Mr. Mike's, Carter. We're going to go read some posters.
Darn, yeah. We're going to bring Levi. We'll do live episode.
No blessing.
Do it.
All right. All right.
Do it at your own peril. Yeah.
Cast aside. take your place. Someone's gonna take your place. Someone's gonna take your place. Someone's gonna take your place. Cast aside. Cast aside. Cast aside. Cast aside. Got the idiot news. You got the idiot views. Who let the idiots through?
Throw me to the walls. Cast aside.